All right. Welcome to another edition of The Sedated Man. This is episode 66, The Nemesis of Distraction. So, just so everybody knows, I don't necessarily come into these things claiming to be, have all my stuff in a group, okay, having all my stuff together. Distraction is a huge issue for me too. I'm chronically tired. I have all kinds of my own issues. And those things can be just as destructive or distracting as any other. So I just want to dive right into it. Distraction is a major portion of what's destroying the church from the inside out, to be perfectly honest. We spend our time talking about things we don't need to be talking about. We spend our time as men allowing the world to dictate what our day is like. Okay. Now, I'm not saying that we can't have hobbies and that we can't have things that we do and that we can't, you know, have a life, that we can't live life. I'm actually saying exactly the opposite. What I'm saying is we can't be driven by those things. We can't allow those things to get in the way of what the Lord put us on this earth to do. Okay. We can't let it get in the way of who we are to become. All right. I want you to stop and think about something. If you live what you would consider an average, mediocre life, can you justify that life by scripture? Now, am I saying that it's wrong for you to work and pay your bills and be responsible? I'm not saying that. A lot of people would think that I am. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is, are you living to the potential that God put you on this earth for? Do you truly believe within yourself that you are living to your fullest? Do you truly believe that there are some people who come onto this earth who naturally have a tendency toward things that you just don't? That it's easier for some people than it is for you? Because if you think that, you are wrong. Let's jump right into scripture. 1 Corinthians chapter 9. Look, it's not digital. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, and I use the New American Standard for those of you who are curious. Chapter 9 and verse 27, it says, "But I discipline my body and make it my slave, so that after I have preached to others, I myself will not be disqualified." And if you go over to Romans, in conjunction with this verse, a lot of you know this verse, it says, "I buffet my body," in some of, I think, King James Version. But in Romans chapter 8, in verse 13, it says, "For if you are living according to the flesh, you must die. But if by the Spirit you are putting to death the deeds of the body, you will live." So, discipline the body, make it your slave. And if you live by the Spirit, well, then you're putting to death the deeds of the body. So, look, there's this constant mindset. You've heard me talk about it, and I'm only going to touch on it here, that I'm just a sinner forgiven. That is not supported even by these two scriptures, okay? What God wants you to do is discipline your body and make it your slave. Now, that doesn't mean that you have to be a fanatic. It doesn't mean that you have to go out and you have to just eliminate everything in your life. Okay, I can never have a donut. I can never go here. I can never do this. You know, everybody knows the three monkeys. You know, hear no evil, speak no evil. The point here is that you have a choice. You can choose to live an average and mediocre life. You can choose it, but why would you? Well, Mike, I just like to know what's going on with my day. No, it's because you're distracted. Satan has distracted you through society. He's made you believe something that's not in there, that's not in scripture. Well, I live a disciplined life. I pay all my bills. I make sure. No, that's not what he's saying either. Discipline your body and make it your slave. Everybody gets their own slave. Look in the mirror. That's the guy. Okay, that person that you see in the mirror, they have to do whatever you tell them to do. Now, I just recently finished David Goggins' book, Can't Hurt Me. I listened to a lot of audiobooks, and so it was the audio version. But very good book, very intense book. I would suggest you read it, but at the same time, just understand that I'm not saying it's got to be that extreme, okay? Another book I'm reading is Extreme Ownership. It was very interesting to read Goggins' book and this book at the same time. Extreme Ownership by Jocko Willink. It might be backwards in yours, but so the whole point of it is that we can be more, all right? These are men saying we can be more than we think we can be. But why do we as Christians need these men to tell us? Well, it helps to see men do it. It helps to see men go out there and make things happen. Okay, so because it inspires us. Let me tell you something. Scripture has absolutely every answer that you need. It has the answer to get past where you're at. It has the answer to become more than you are. It has the answer on how to be the guy who imitates Christ. Okay? But it doesn't hurt to hear these other guys and how they did it, how they overcame, the tools that they came up with, the tools that they used to do it. All right? God is the ultimate wisdom, but men have some wisdom as well, and that wisdom did come from God, okay? They just don't always realize it themselves. So, you know, distraction. I wish I could convey to you, I mean, I have what I consider a big problem with distraction. I'm preaching to myself here too. I just want you guys to know that, you know, we are so much more. I'm currently working on a book myself. Normally books are written after the struggle is over and people want to go back and revisit the struggle. Well, here's where I struggled. Here's where I went through. Here's where I got. And look at me now. That's not what I want this book to be. I am in the middle of my struggle. Nobody writes a book from the middle of the struggle. And I want to write it from the middle of the struggle because I want you guys to know that you can still struggle, that you can still strive, and that you can still believe in where you're going, that you can still believe, I've got this. God's got my back. That you can still keep your convictions intact even when it seems like nothing is working. So what about you guys that just want to live your lives? I'm not saying not to live your life. Lord put you on the earth, gave you a life, you should live it, okay? But what about the ones that are just, you know, I just want to remain content. I just want to remain this. I just want to remain that. Okay, go to church today. This is Sunday that I'm doing this. Go to church today, sit around, take a look at all the other men in your congregation. How many of them are really doing something with their lives? How many of them are building the body of Christ actively? And when you listen to that guy up front, are you in that church pew or that church chair or wherever you are you there just to check the box that I did it? Are you not even listening to the guy up front? And if you listen to that guy, is that guy giving you any actionable items that you can take out in the week to build the kingdom of God? Isn't that our purpose? Isn't that what that's what this podcast is about? Men need to put aside the distraction. They need to live by the Spirit, not by the flesh. We need to discipline our bodies and make it our slaves. I have several small medical issues, but I've gained some weight as a result of some things, and it's my fault. I'm not going to sit here and say it's somebody else's fault. It's my fault. And come Monday, I'm going to start dealing with that. And I'm tired, remember. So there are days I'm so exhausted, I can't even lift an arm. But I have to. I don't want to. Everything in my body says, go to bed. Everything in my body says, take a nap. Everything in my body says, stay where you're at. But if I don't, nothing will change. That's insanity, isn't it? Doing the same thing all the time and expecting something to change. We are more. If we are going to claim Christ, we are more. There is something huge in every male on this planet that they were put here to accomplish. And if they don't accomplish it, God will find somebody who will. But wouldn't you rather it was you? Why are these hero movies such a big deal? Because men crave that type of characteristic, that type of outgoingness, that type of, savior mentality. Men used to be those types of things. Now, I'm not saying they were superheroes. I'm saying, but those characteristics, those personalities, those were common at one point. And they've become so uncommon because of distraction that they have to put them on a movie screen for us to experience them now. And I'm saying that doesn't have to be that way. There is no idea too big for you to follow. I know every one of you have had this thing that burrows a hole right here that says, what if I did this? How many thousands of people would that affect? What if I did this? How many hundreds of people would that affect? But then we think, well, I'm just a carpenter, or I'm just a plumber. I'm just, I just work retail. I just work at a gas station. Bull crap. If you are indeed of Christ, you have the potential to change the world just as he did. But I can tell you one thing, being content paying your bills and going out and goofing off on your boat every weekend is not going to get it done. I'm not saying you have to bury yourself in work either. Even Christ took a break. Self-care is a huge thing. I struggle with self-care myself just because I do. I have a business. I work a job. I'm trying to write a book. I mean, my wife and I's life is very busy. But we're trying to keep the important things, the important things. Our business has to do with helping people. This podcast, I hope one day to see it blossom into something much bigger. And I've aligned myself through time with other people attempting to do the same thing. We can't have huge, important, conflicting conversations as men unless we can all come to a common space where we don't want to rip and gouge each other's eyeballs out, because that's today's society as well. So moving on, my rant, sorry. So let's talk about what's distraction. Well, the common distractions are, oh, let's see, porn, alcohol, and drugs. Why do we talk about those things? They're the low-hanging fruit. What about Netflix? What about sports? What about food addiction, sex addiction? I mean, you know, video games. Take your pick. Take your pick. What is your choice? What is your sedate choice? What is it you're going to sedate with? You can use those things to, and I'm not saying use all of those things. That's not what I'm saying at all. I haven't played video. I was a huge gamer for a long time. I stepped away from it because I couldn't get things done that I truly felt were important. That doesn't mean I won't occasionally pick up a controller just to disconnect. Okay. Every Friday morning I sit and I watch Netflix. Okay. That's my time. Friday morning, I get up at 3 a.m. I go to bed about 10 p.m. I get up at 3 a.m. I usually do, I work on my business. I do my Bible reading. I do my prayer time. I do all those things. But on Friday mornings, Netflix. That's my way of unplugging. Okay. Doesn't mean I'm an addict. That's my unplug. Means I control the time. Why? Because it's more important to me to live by the Spirit. So, in Philippians chapter 4, I don't want to get too far off here. In Philippians chapter 4, this is one of those subjects that I really feel strongly about. And yeah, I'm sure you can tell. So, verse 12. I know how to get along with humble means. I also know how to live in prosperity in any and every circumstance. I have learned the secret of being filled and going hungry, both of having abundance and suffering need. I can do all things through him who strengthens me. Even Paul said that he knows how to live with little and he knows how to live with much. There's no sin in either unless you allow the distraction to allow you to become something else. Solomon was a super, super wise man. But he was distracted. How many wives? How many concubines? Distracted. Now, distraction wasn't nearly the issue then that it is now. The average American's life, or the lifespan, the average American attention span is 7 seconds. The average attention of a goldfish is 9 seconds. You think distraction's an issue? Distraction has been designed by Satan into society. The guy is not an idiot. He knows exactly where to plug you. So here's what I'm going to tell you. Enjoy your time out, but don't let your life drive it. Enjoy whatever hobbies you have, but don't let those things, unless you're making money at it like a career, and you, or you can teach it to others and change thousands of lives, don't let it define you. Look, we are men, and if we're going to claim Christ, we have to claim it wholeheartedly. We don't get to claim some. It says, I can do all things. I can live in need and I can live in prosperity. Men, we need to step up. The world will not change. The guy up front isn't going to change what he's preaching anytime soon because we have not given him a reason to. We must make changes in ourselves in order to make changes in our congregations. I'm not talking a full revolt, I guess. But I'm talking an awakening. I'm talking a return to basics. I'm talking about the simple, I discipline my body and make it my slave, and I can do all things in Christ. If you operated on just those two principles alone, your life in a year would look tremendously different. Mine looks tremendously different. Quit walking around with that beat down, sinner forgiven attitude and step up into what Christ created you to be. Now, I want to thank everybody for being here today. You can find us on pretty much every podcast platform, and we always appreciate it when you leave a review on whatever platform you happen to listen on. You can also find us on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. If you would like to talk to me directly, you can find me at mike@thesedatedman.com. I'm also available for public speaking. I'm also available for mentoring. So if you have questions in those areas, please don't be afraid to ask. So what are you going to do today? Are you going to sit and do nothing? Or are you going to make a change? As always, the show notes will be on patreon.com/thesedatedman. Make the change. You guys have a great week.